Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Mix Bender inviting you to join us for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay-you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
Yeah. And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks on Border Radio. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, welcoming you once again to Riders Radio Theater, and this, the 1,885th appearance of our long and checkered career. While I've still got my rope out, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you sit before your vintage Air King table model, is the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our trio. He's a self-confessed card-carrying mercantilist. He's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What can I say? Thank you. Thank you, Ranger Doug. Yep, my blood runs blue light special.
Thank you very much, Slim. Thank you. To my right, that's your left, the one and only king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul.
Woody, Woody, howdy, y'all. Woody, 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 Woody.
Tell you what, boys, my blood freezes when I see a blue light behind me. Saddle Pals in the center of our trio stands not a blue light, but a shining light. The idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you so much. Thank you once again. Of course, it's my pleasure to introduce to you now our orchestra, under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King. And also joining us this week on the Hawaiian guitar, Caton Roberts. Now that's music, Caton Roberts. All right, boys, let's saddle up to go to Tulsa.
That gal with the red dress on, some folks call her Dinah, stole my heart away from me down in Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Oh, get it, Joey.
Everything's a polka.
I'll always wear a great big smile and never do look sour. Travel around the country, yodeling by the hour.
Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
And the king, his royal highness.
Little bee suck the blossom, big bee get the honey. Bald man pick the cotton, hairy man makes the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. I'll walk and talk with Susie.
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 And then take me back to Tulsa.
Tough verse, boys.
I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to wed thee.
I'm too young.
Riders Radio Theater returns right after this amazing offer from Mammoth Marketing. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, I'm sure you're as disgusted as I am with modern rock music. Sure, the rhythm tracks are great and the lyrics are poetic, but the sappy, whiny voices of today's singers are enough to make you want to smash your stereo. Remember the days when singers had raging hormones and the kind of voices that break down walls? Remember Vaughn Monroe?
Racing with the moon, that's all I'll ever do.
Those were the days, eh? Suppose I were to tell you that those days are back. Why, you'd probably say I was bonkers, wouldn't you? But then you probably never dreamed you'd see Casablanca in color either. Yes. Ted Turner showed us the way to colorization of old black and white films, and now Larry Mammoth shows the way to audioization. Now we can take any singer who ever recorded and by computer digital cannibalization have them sing today's hits. I know this sounds impossible, but it's true. And to prove it, we chose old leather lungs himself, Vaughn Monroe, and processed his old recordings with new synthesized music to produce our first release. Vaughn Monroe sings Michael Jackson with No Holds Barred.
Oh yes, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm really, really bad.
Turn up the volume and throw wide the doors. Everybody wants to dance with Vaughn.
Just beat it. Beat it. I tell you, beat it.
You get all of Michael Jackson's hits on one 8-track, but not in some wimpy little girl voice. No! You get them in the wrecking ball macho man style of old leather lungs, Vaughn Monroe.
Billie Jean, at my door. Billie Jean, back once more.
Friends, this great tape is only $9.99, and if you order today, I'll also send you at no extra cost a bonus tape of old leather lungs singing the greatest hits of Sheena Easton.
My baby takes the morning train. She comes to work and then...
Remember, friends, both of these 8-track tapes are only $9.99. That's $9.99, and here's how to get yours.
To get these fabulous 8-track tapes, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-NO-WIMPS. That's 1-900-NO-WIMPS. And remember, this is not a toll-free call. And now we return to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our sponsors get a little weirder every day. We're now at the portion of our show that I approach with a great deal of caution. You see, it's guest time on Riders Radio Theater, and, well, Too Slim has been handling that little chore for us so far, and, well, I guess you could best describe the results as mixed.
Well, gosh, you don't have to worry this week, Ranger Doug.
Oh, I don't.
No, sir, I really booked a Western band this time.
A real Western band.
Yep, these guys are deep Western.
You mean they're from Nevada or Arizona?
Further west than that, Woody.
California? Oregon?
Oh, way further west than that, Ranger Doug.
Slim, that's as far west as you get.
No, it isn't.
Slim, you mean you booked a Hawaiian band?
I sure did, Ranger Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome direct from the lounge of the Royal Hawaiian Trailer Court, Trader Doug and the fabulous Birds of Paradise.
Well, what? Slim, where are they?
Yeah, where are they? Who are they?
Well, gosh, I don't know. Maybe they took a wrong turn or something. You know, we're at a new location this week. I'll go out in our spacious parking lot and look around for them.
Well, heck, I'll go check the dressing rooms for them.
Okay, I guess I better check the lobby.
Well, Saddle Pals, it appears that Riders Radio Theater has ground to a halt. The only one left here is me, Texas Bix Bender, and... And Joey, the Cowpoke King. Joey, old partner, do you have an appropriate Hawaiian polka number that could provide us with a little interlude here?
Yes.
this radio theater is being taped?
Hey, it sure is, partner.
Come on in, gentlemen. Lady and gentlemen, come on in. This is where we're supposed to be.
You must be our guest stars?
We're Trader Doug and his fabulous Birds of Paradise at your service.
Well, great. Please come on in. It's a little embarrassing, but the writers aren't here right
well,
now.
Well, I know that, but who might you... Wait, don't tell me I recognize that voice anywhere. You can be none other than the famed border announcer, Montana Bix Bender.
It's Texas Bix.
Texas Bix Montana.
No, just Texas
May
Bix.
I call you Monty?
I wish you would.
I wish I could, and I will soon, Monty.
Well, are you the spokesperson for the group?
You mean master of ceremonies?
Exactly.
Then the answer is yes, I am indeed Fred Ho, master of ceremonies.
Fred who?
No, Fred Ho.
Huh?
Let's stop this now, okay? Perhaps we should perform.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And since the writers still aren't back, maybe I should just turn the rest of the show over to you.
I was praying you'd say that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Trader Doug and the Fabulous Birds of Paradise.
Thank you, thank you. Everybody, now that you've had a thrilling taste of our lovely Hawaiian music, please allow me to introduce our band to you. On the Hawaiian steel guitar, the notorious Kalakaua Kaitan. Our ukuleleist is the famed Pearl of the South Pacific, a woman whose sultry charms have made her the most requested New Year's Eve performer at the Pearl Harbor's Officers Club for 20 years running, the lovely Woo Woo Wahine. You can say that again.
I do still have plenty of dates available other than New Year's Eve, though. My number is Hawaii 50. Woo! Woo!
Hoopay, hoopay. That's the lovely Woo Woo Wahine. Then, of course, there's your truly the most recognizable voice in the South Pacific, Fred Ho, your master of ceremonies. And last, but certainly not least, the man who it is said is the man to see when you seek a discreet waterfront transaction, the man with the second most recognizable voice in the South Pacific, Trader Doug!
Well, hoopy, hoopy. Thank you, Fred Ho, master of ceremonies, for that warm and accurate introduction. I couldn't have said it better myself. Almost, but not better. Aloha, everyone, and I may take just a moment to say that music is just a sideline to me. I am, as my name implies, heavily involved in discreet forms of commerce. Hoopy, hoopy, I'll be in the alley after the show with a fine selection of watches, jewelry, and firearms.
Hoopy, hoopy, but it's showtime now, and we're going to call upon Trader Doug, whose mellifluous vocal tones have caused grass skirts to flutter from Waikiki to Pago Pago. Step up to the microphone, my good friend.
As you wish, Fred Ho, master of ceremonies. Let's do the beautiful Beyond the Reef.
Beyond relief.
Beyond the reef, where the sea is dark and cold, my love has gone, and my dreams grow old. There'll be no tears, there'll be no regretting. Will she remember me? I'll send 1,000 flowers when the trade winds blow.
I'll send my lonely heart, for I love her so. Someday I know she'll return again to me. Till then my heart will be beyond.
And set sail for our home in the Hawaiian Isles, where we are booked to play a sumptuous luau later this evening.
Well, say, boys, are you sure you couldn't stick around a little while longer just until the riders get back?
Well, Monty, we could simply not appear later this evening at the Southern Oregon Buick Dealer's Wives Junior Auxiliary Luau. As we have verbally contracted to do, sure, we could stay here and continue performing for millions on this national radio show. Break our word, that would, of course, be the easy way, but it wouldn't be...
I know.
The cowboy way.
Well, I guess I can understand that.
I was certain you could.
Saddlebells, let's have a big farewell hand for stars of stage, screen, and,
The Dole Pineapple Wake-Up Hour.
The Dole Pineapple Wake-Up Hour. Trader Doug and the fabulous Birds of Paradise.
Dressing rooms.
Whoa.
Not in the lobby either.
I couldn't find them out there in the parking lot.
Gosh, I don't know how this could have happened. The Luby Center is so easy to find.
Gosh, how embarrassing. I guess we just had several minutes of dead air.
Gosh, Texas Vix, what happened while we were gone? Did we miss much?
Nah. Writers Radio Theater is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. This program is taped live at the Z. Alexander Luby Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. Yeah. And now Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 8 of the exciting Western melodrama Mystery of the Lost Ozone, entitled Jetstream of Consciousness. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, when Riders in the Sky lost all their cattle in a mysterious stampede, they became contestants on the popular game show Dialing for Dogies and won a new herd and a luxury cruise to Hawaii. Before leaving on their cruise, they drove their new herd to LAX and left it in long-term parking. Their troubles began when their luggage disappeared during their taxi ride to the harbor. Once aboard ship, things really got bad. They were pushed overboard on the high seas, and as if that wasn't enough, they were then swept up in terrible Typhoon Oprah and marooned on the uncharted cannibal isle of Bula Bula.
Bula Bula! Bula Bula Bula! Bula Bula Bula!
Fortunately, they were rescued from the communal stew pot where, when Gidget showed up and converted the natives to healthier vegetarian lifestyles. Then the most amazing thing occurred. They discovered that Gidget was carrying their luggage.
I don't get it.
Well, it was pretty confusing. But the picture began to come in loud and clear when Gidget explained that she'd bought the luggage from two sleazy, heavily bandaged men on the waterfront in Honolulu. Right. And that the only thing in it was an empty envelope marked deed.
Boys, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, there could only be one person who was behind all the misfortunes that had befallen America's favorite cowboys.
Slocum!
Losing no time, the riders and Gidget immediately departed Bula Bula and went directly to Honolulu. Once there, Gidget returned their empty luggage, bid them a fond farewell, and went off to accept a position in the Bush Quail Administration as ambassador to the new island republic of Bula Bula. Now, as we join our ragged shipwrecked cowboys, they're stranded in paradise thousands of miles from home.
Oh, woe is us. No money, no food, and no tickets home.
Yeah, nothing but empty luggage.
Say, if Gidget would buy them suitcases, maybe somebody else would.
I don't know, Sidemeat. Even if somebody did want to buy them, it wouldn't be much help.
Well, we'll see about that. I'll head down to the beach here and see what I can trade them for.
You know me. I could trade the ears off a jackrabbit.
Okay, old-timer. We'll meet you down there by Diamond Head.
I'll find you.
While Sidemeat went off on his endeavors, the writer spent the afternoon searching for jobs. It will come as no surprise to you, I'm sure, that there isn't much call for top cowhands in modern-day Honolulu. Thus, the end of the day found our downhearted buckaroos trudging along the beach near Diamond Head, when suddenly...
Eek! Your riders in the sky, aren't you?
Why, yes, ma'am, we are.
I listen to your radio show all the time, but my goodness, I never dreamed I'd be on it. How fabulous!
Well, thank you, ma'am. Welcome to the show, and who might you be?
I'm Bernice Roadmaster. I'm here with the SOBDWJA.
What? What's that?
Why, Woody, I'm surprised at you. Haven't you ever heard of the Southern Oregon Buick Dealer's Wives Junior Auxiliary?
Oh, yeah.
We're having a luau over here. Won't you join us? We're having a super time. We've had hula dancers and a skateboard contest, which some weird old coot won. Fire dancers, and now there's a real Hawaiian band playing.
Wow, guys, look at all that food.
Wow.
Hey, I see what you mean, Woody. Ma'am, we'd be proud to come to your luau.
Wonderful. Come on and say, next time you buy a Buick, call my husband.
Well, actually, ma'am, we only drive Studebaker.
Woody, thank you. Ma'am, we'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
It was a wonderful luau. Food and drink aplenty, and the Hawaiian band had a very familiar name.
Look, it's Trader Doug and the Fabulous Birds of Paradise.
Wow. Hey, great. We finally get to hear them.
Hoopay, hoopay. This is Fred Hole, your master of ceremonies, saying you've been a wonderful audience, but the time has come for us to sail to our next engagement, the late show at the lounge of the Royal Hawaiian Trailer Court. Aloha, everyone.
Oh, no. We've missed them again.
Slim. Oh, wait a minute, Ranger Doug. They're coming back.
Hoopa, hoopa. Once again, I believe, Trader Doug, that the crowd is demanding an encore.
It would so appear, Fred Ho, master of ceremonies.
Well, wait. Do my eyes deceive me, or do I see some old friends from the mainland have joined us? Aloha, cowboys. My best to Monty Bix when you see them.
That's Texas. Never mind.
Oh, well, as you wish, Texas, never mind. Now, it is time for us to do an encore presentation. Now, kick it off.
Hula, Hawaiian hula, smile on you, sing Kangazula, moonshine above, on your sweet jungle love, and I sang for you, my bulldog swinging for you, my love song I'm singing, come and be my hula hula love, love, ay-ya, 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 everybody, come and be my hula hula love, love, ay-ya, 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 one more time, come be my hula hula love, love, ay-ya, 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 hoopie, hoopie, hoopie.
I see we still have a few minutes before our bus gets here. So perhaps Kalakaua Katen could provide us with a little background music while our luau revelers depart and riders in the sky try to figure out where the script is going. Hoopa, hoopa.
Wow. Guys, what are we going to do? We're flat broken. We're thousands of miles from home.
Looks bad, all right.
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Suddenly... In the night sky above them, a hot air balloon glides across the beach. At the helm, a familiar wizened figure.
Hey, hula head, grab hold of this rope and pull me in.
Side me!
Oh, I got the rope. Where in the world did you get this hot air balloon, side me?
Well, I started out by trading our luggage to this guy for a skateboard. Then I was cruising down the sidewalk when I seen that the SOBDWJA was having a big skateboard competition, and first prize was 100 smackers.
Oh. Well, so you're the old coot they were telling us about.
Yeah, put this anchor down here.
Okay. I'm the old coot who...
Hey, say, wait a
minute. Oh, side me. Just finish the story. Okay?
Anyways, I does my triple dipsy doodle, what I learned up in the Yukon. It blows them away, and I wins $100.
You can't buy a hot air balloon for $100.
Not any fool knows that.
So, what'd you do?
Well, it was about 3:45 when I get the prize money, and I figured that's about the time the Tokyo Stock Exchange opens up.
Tokyo?
So I gets to the phone and sinks every penny in fly-by-night junk bonds. A couple of minutes later, RJR Nabisco tenders a leveraged buyout offer. When the ticker stopped and the smoke had cleared, there I stood. 11,721 clams to the clear.
Oh, wow!
Bought this here used balloon and a full supply of chips to power his home.
Boom. Nice going, old timer.
Come on, boys, move that sack of Bula Bula 03 beans aside and get in. We's going home.
Man, those are sure sweet words to hear. Come on, Slim, get in here.
Come on, let's go, Ranger Duck.
Okay. Hey, side me. Side me. There's just one thing that puzzles me about this deal.
What's that?
Well, I can't help but wonder, since you had all that money, Why didn't you just buy us all plane tickets?
Oh, that would have been the easy way, but it wouldn't be the cowboy way.
Side
you got to think of it as a capital investment. Remember my SDI, Side Meat Defense Initiative?
Not that again.
I'm adding to my fleet. Ma! Way anchor, Woody Paul. Ma!
Anchor's away!
Woody, how long do you think it'll take us to get to Los Angeles?
Well, let me wet my finger here, Ranger Doug. Let's see, get a wind reading. Looks like the jet stream is right overhead. We can float up and catch it at about 35,000 feet. I'd say it's clipping along about 300 miles an hour, and at that speed, we ought to make LAX by 9:30 tomorrow morning, Ranger Doug.
Great. Then we can figure out how to get the herd out of long-term parking.
No problem there, Ranger Doug. I got some dough left over for that, and get my old mule Senator back, too.
That's great, Side Meat. Great.
Hey, we're over the bandstand. Goodbye, SOBDWJA.
Goodbye, Trader Doug and the fabulous birds of paradise.
Oh, goodbye, riders in the sky.
No, dear lady, never say goodbye. Say aloha till we meet again.
Right you are, Trader Doug. Come, woo-woo-wahini.
Woo-woo!
Come, wives of Buick dealers. Let's all join hands and sing aloha oi to our cowboy friends.
So as their colorful island friends serenade their departure, our intrepid buckaroos in their chip-powered hot air balloon slowly rise through the beautiful moonlit tropical sky to join with the jet stream and begin their long journey home.
Say, when are we going to hit that dang jet stream?
I'd say right about now.
And they're off, soaring across the dark Pacific, now truly riders in the sky. What you say? No cliffhanger ending? No, not tonight. Tonight there are no dangers to worry them. No, nothing but the gentle jet stream rocking them to sleep as it hustles them homeward.
Whoa!
Yes, let them rest, for next week they'll have perils aplenty when they begin their long trail drive home to a horribly changed Tumbleweed Valley. Next week in Chapter 9 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone, entitled Trail Drive to Terror Valley.